I think we can do is walk down here about 300 feet and walk straight down that slope to it.
I do too. It doesn't look so bad from here, does it, Pete?
Pete, would that direction of your travel be to the northeast direction?
Now what we do is go directly east and then walk directly sort of north, you know, curving right around it down to it.
Roger, copy. You're going directly east and then you'll be curving around going up north towards the surveyor.
Yeah, you get a... kind of an optical illusion depending on where you're standing.
Trade me one, trade me magazines. Okay, wait a minute. Careful when you undo it.
I tell you what, you better put that one in.
Oh, we want the dark. Okay, I want to put it back on here, Pete.
Alright, I'll try.
I don't think it makes any difference. We just put it in here, you're right.
Okay,
just put it right in there with the rock.
Yeah.
Thank okay. you.
Let me hold the camera, see?
Wait a minute. Okay, go.
Yeah.
Where are these cameras got dirty to me?
Yeah.
Pete, a reminder on that film pack. Cycle one frame before you start.
Roger. We cycled one before we took it off, dude. I think we're in good shape, Houston.
Good thing we practiced this a few times. I'll tell you what, why don't you let me hold it for you? Okay?
Just a second here. I think what you need to do, pull this out of the way. The lock is what's driving me buggy. Wait. Hold the camera. Hold it there. Okay. That's it. Hold the camera. Okay. Got it?
That one. That's it. You got it.
We got it.
Good show. Dog.
Wait a minute. Okay, keep the trigger pulled. Let it go. Now try it again.
That's it, babe.
No strain. Okay, let me put it on.
That lens is good clean, too.
Okay. Hope we didn't get anything on the Rizzo lens inside. I bet we got some dust on it.
Sure, am I?
Okay.
Huh?
Great. Got it on there.
There you go. Okay. Let's wander over here.
Yeah, I think a strap on you or something like that, so each of you, so if you want to lean over and pick up the rock, the other guy just holds the strap, you lean over and pick up the rock and go. Get some bigger sample bags. Hey, Pete,
good thought, Al.
What do you want? I was going to say, as long as we're going to... We're moving on, Houston.
Yeah, a few minutes ago, Pete wanted to pick up a rock, so I held on to that strap of the surveyor bag, and he leaned right over and picked it up. I have to get back up. It's not that you're heavy or anything. It's the fact that you have such poor balance.
Pete and Al, Houston, before you go much further, could you stop and have a little break there before you proceed on down the slope?
Yeah, we're just going to move to the area where we could stop and case the joint. Al, grab a shot of that bead of glass there and we'll bag it.
Okay.
Better in the Hope Diamond.
Set her up.
Gotta take the area right here.
Okay.
Okay, I got it, Pete. Yeah. Got a lot of those. We
got too many.
Oh, you did get a lot of these?
Yeah.
Why don't you get that?
You're going to get the rock with it.
Look.
Okay, get some rocks with it. That's a good idea.
Yeah, here's some rocks right here.
Here's a good rock.
You know, we keep collecting a lot of the same type of rock because there just doesn't seem to be any other kinds around.
I haven't seen any microbrecha the whole day. I've looked around for it.
All I've seen is some basalt. I've seen nothing that looked specular at all, except on the surface.
I haven't either.
You know, it's real strange. It's not at all like Neil's rocks.
Roger, we copy those comments. Pete, now we show your 2 plus 23 into the EVA, and based on a 4-hour EVA, you'd be leaving Surveyor at 2 plus 50. But don't rush. We'd like to make sure you get a good rest before you go into it.
Okay. Why don't you give me a rock or two, Pete, and I'll stick in there. Got any spares? There you go. Good rock. Good rock.
The world's greatest jiggling act.
Treasure.
Okay, good later.
We just made a sample of a glass bead and some local rock on the south edge of the Surveyor crater in Houston. And it's going into bag 14D.
14D.
Back to all our training. Yeah. I'm trying to remember who the guy was and kept saying, whatever you do, don't get dust on the dome. Okay, we're going to jog on here for a little bit, Houston, and get a little bit closer to the Surveyor and look it over. Yeah, hey, that's coming in from the south. Looks like a good way, Pete.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Al. I'm just going to lope right around here.
That's what I mean. If you stay at this level, you'll end up at Surveyor.
You're right.
Follow the contour line. No problem at all, Houston.
Look at this scoop sticking out. I didn't, couldn't see that before.
Pete Nail, could you give us a comment on how far you're sinking in?
Not sinking in very far at all. This is fairly firm stuff. And I'm down in the crater about the same distance down as Surveyor is. I'm just going around it radially.
Would you say so, Al?
Yeah, I'd say that I think Houston is just concerned about us getting down in this crater. We've been thinking about
okay.
it too, Houston.
Yeah, don't worry about it, Houston, because it's really, it's no strain. I'm 200 feet away from it. I'm at the same level. The ground is firm, and I can go right back up the way I came out with no strain at all.
That's right.
Roger, sounds good.
It was going to be last night when we were talking about it. Yeah, it is. I don't think there'll be any sweat.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, let's do.
Get right over here, and we'll park all our gear, take ourselves a little rest, go over your photo plan, and then we'll have
okay.
that. Let's go right over here. I'll tell you what, why don't you get a photograph of it right now?
It's a good place.
Okay, we'll do it. Stop and do it right here. Trying to see which way it landed.
Okay, Pete and Al, when you're looking at it there, would you also try to determine whether there's any effect from the dust during the descent? That is, could you determine whether there's more dust on either the west or the east side of any of the bays, and the north or the south side of the camera?
Okay, we sure will. I actually flew around it. However, I probably passed closer to it than I am parked to it right now. No, that's not really true. I'll tell you, the way that dust was going, it probably went right over top of it. You know, that's right. Any dust you hit on the edge would never go down in this crater.
Yeah, what happened to your volume, Al?
I don't know. How to, sounds good to me.
So you just,
we read you both loud and clear.
I'm talking loud enough.
Okay,
no problem. I'm going to move you up here just a little, Pete, without any tools, which makes it pretty easy. But look, I'll tell you what. Let's leave the whole...
I'll tell you what, let's take the tool carrier with us.
I think
we can go right up the other rim and around to,
sure.
Bam,
right
on that
big blocky baby there. And,
hey, Mac, we can hit that
depth
out
of that over there. That's that neat crater.
Yeah. Well, I'd rock you. Just get
up
the back of the limb. Turned up. I could have landed the limb at the bottom of that crater. But it scared me to death. But okay, Pete, will you carry the hand tool carrier down there?
Oops.
And let me take some pictures up here around it.
Okay.
Now, look, you can see which way it came in. See the way this gear pit dug in over there?
Yeah.
Dug up dirt, and you're still sitting there.
Yeah.
Still make a good shot. We're not supposed to take pictures of that leg. We'll have to do it, though. Beautiful sight. You know, this one's brown, and I don't remember ours being brown there at the Cape. Kind of a light tan, or maybe that's the way it's changed color. What color was this one? Houston white? When it started out?
Stand by on that.
Yeah, it looks a light tan now. Tell you, this crater isn't as steep as we thought, Pete. I better be careful. I'm going to get dust on her. Yeah. Yeah, I'll stop here and just read my last picture.
Hey, the equipment bays were white on the side, and the scoop itself was a light blue.
Well, it's kind of a... Well, we'll get down there and get closer inspection. What was the general color of all the structure? For example, all the struts and the like.
That's all white. The equipment bays and the primary structure was all painted with a white paint.
Dirty turned tan or something. We'll have to look at it more closely. No, that's what happened. It's changed color, huh? It sure has. The sun's cooked that paint brown. Can't imagine what. You know, it's funny, on the slopes here, it's just a little bit softer, but there's no tendency to slip down or anything like that.
I know.
I don't think it's any deeper. A little softer, maybe a little deeper. Why don't I move this down here just a little bit closer, Pete?
Okay. Can
we take a raft down here where we can see it better?
Okay, let's just make sure we don't get any dirt down here on it.
Okay, we'll walk real slow. Hey, you can see, look at there where it dug those scoops. You can still see the, well, that's going to make some beautiful pictures on the way that's weathered since then. Doesn't look like the pictures from a long time ago. That's going to be good.
Oh, that is interesting. What the
hell? Yeah, look at how it's kind of made them into, once again, looks like something rained on it. They've taken on a little.
I wonder if that was from us.
Oh, no, I don't think so. Hey, you notice there's a general trend of lines along here. From the north, right, that'd be the north east to the southwest. See those lines running along through the crater here? I think I'll take a picture of that. And this thing is dusty. 7-8. Just do this. Yeah, this has those lineal patterns here. Houston, right down inside the crater. And they're not laying at all in the same direction. I mean, it's not from us. Not from the limb.
Roger.
I tell you what, hey, Al, did you get a picture right across there?
Yes, I did, Pete.
Why don't you go ahead and put this together?
Okay.
Or your tongues while you're there, just a second. Get back to you. Good place to rest.
That's the way that thing goes?
Surveyor landed April 19th, 1967.
they can.
No one done dropped something down in there.
Okay, there. Yeah, I can hold it. What do you want me to hold?
Hold that camera a second.
Got it? And we just throw that camera away.
Well, I was thinking of that earlier and decided that if this one broke, we might have to put that one on.
There you go.
The reliability. I will not spank it. Let me borrow your little thing here while we rest. You mosey down there and start taking some photographs.
That's a good idea.
Got your cup checklist, sir?
Sir.
Hey. The first thing is photo bay A. 11, 15 feet, one picture.
11, 15, let me get a check.
11, 15. Boy, that's turned just kind of a light tan, hasn't it?
Sure has.
And some of the things are even a dark brown.
Now you're closer than 15. Don't go any closer.
Yeah, maybe I better back up.
Attaboy. How's that?
Hey, Pete, do you think there's a chance you're at the wrong surveyor?
No, sir. Boy, it sure dug in the ground, didn't it? Oh, look at those pad marks. They're still there. Still the waffle imprints on it. Okay, what's next? Photo TV sector. F8, 15. Three pictures. Okay, let me move down. Hey, this cuff checklist sure helps do the job.
Sure does.
that Gibson checklist. Okay.
Yeah.
Look at that, dirt still on the footpad. Just going
to
make
compliments to the Capcom.
Hey, we got a nice brown surveyor here, Houston.
Yep.
Even the tanks, which were, raised the visor, it's not so brown, but it's... And the glass is still on the top. Not a bit of it is fractured.
Yep.
Amazing. Okay. Shovel is a gray. Like the surveyor scene here. I don't want to kick any of this dirt up because I'd like to get a picture of compacting of the dirt there.
Yep.
But it'd be a tough shot. That's... Photo TV sector, FA-15-3. Now I have photo scoop imprints, FA-5-2 in stereo. Okay, wait, I'm not finished yet. Boy, that color chart has sure changed colors these days. Okay, let me get a quick shot here. About 8 feet, oh shit. Okay, now what? The footpad? Photo scoop imprint. F8, 5 feet, 2 in stereo. Okay. The scoop imprints look different than I imagined. Okay, let me try them. And a little closer.
Have to really bend over.
Oh, you do.
Back up.
But where are you shooting now? Shooting right there with the
I'm But the next one is photo of the footpad scoop print F852 in stereo.
Hey, just a second, I'll get it. I know what I'm gonna do. Okay. Okay, I'll get the footpads now. And then I'll also get the dirt that's on them. That looks good. Okay, what's next, Pete?
This dirt surface by the footpad. 2 area.
Okay, then take photo.
FP2 area, FA5 in stereo.
Okay, will do.
Hit it.
Hey, that disturbed it, alright. Well, we'll be able to get the rocks to survey or stone, no strain. Get a bunch. There's one.
Okay, next one, Pete. Photo vernier engine bay A, F11, 5 feet, 1 picture.
Okay. Get a little bit to the east.
That's pretty good. The engine is still green.
Yep. In fact, that green seems to have less change than most of the rest. Okay, Pete, that's complete.
Photo large box A, F8, 5 feet, 1 picture.
Okay. Say that again now. I was checking something else real quick.
Big, the big box.
Okay.
At 5 feet.
5 feet?
At F8.
Yeah. Well, it will do.
Okay, now be careful about the glass.
Okay.
And they want you to... smoke that over carefully and photo wipe and then photo the...
Now be careful, let me look and see what it looks like.
Houston, not a bit of this glass is cracked. One little piece down here looks like it no longer reflects. But other than that, it's in perfect condition. A little warped. Segments warped, but other than that, it looks pretty much the same. The thing that's most amazing to me is how it's turned so brown.
Roger, we copy that, Al.
I'll wipe it with my... I'm going to wipe it, but not with my glove. I'm going to wipe it with this little cloth that protects my wrist ring. It doesn't have any structural anything structurally associated with it.
It wipes off just like you'd expect us to wipe off glass.
You do wipe a couple of spots, so it might... It's going to be tough to show this, Pete. It's in the shadow. Give it a go, though. I don't think the pictures are going to show you much, Houston. Because it's, I would give it a go, but they're better than no pictures at all.
That's right. That's
exactly right. Okay, got it there, Pete. Ready for the next one.
Okay, photo small box, F8-5-1.
Okay, now it's pretty much in the shadow. I'm going to open it up a little bit.
A That's my shadow.
No, it's in the shadow of the landing radar or the...
I think you got a photo of that scoop there, the way it dug in.
I did.
There's no way I think it slid down the hill on us, the way it dug in.
Okay, now let me get that foot pad. That's a beautiful shot there. We're going to do foot pad 3, I guess it is. Or is that 1?
Foot 3.
Okay, and that's going to be an F8, probably. It's pretty low. Let me try 5-6.
That aft honeycomb shock absorber struck the dirt. Looks like it took some of the shock. Other than that, the front one didn't appear to do that.
There we go there. Sure isn't going to slide down the hill, though, that's for sure. Okay, Pete, what's next? Back up 15 feet and take it.
Hello, baby.
Okay, let me get over
11, here. 15, 1.
It's going to be a tough shot because it's in the sun, but I'll get it to go. Get over here, it might help it. Back up a little bit more. How's that for 15 feet, Pete?
You're more than 15,
okay?
You're good.
Okay.
Point too high.
I know what I'm trying to shoot the top of it, I guess. Give him a few extras.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, photo solar array. You got photo foot pad 3.
Well, those solar arrays are not blue anymore. They're black.
Hey,
how do you do that? Let me try it from here.
What's the solar array setting? 5.6, 15 feet, 1 photo.
I'll try. Okay, shot. Okay, move around to the front. Next one.
Photo foot pad 3, F11, 5 feet, 1 photo.
All right, got it inside. It dug in real well, too. It's probably, it's right back, it's right dug in, right to the top of the,
And the next thing you're going to photo is the scoop trenches, F8, 5 feet, at 2.
There's a Canopus seeker. Here, let me get the top of this little instrument box because the glass is fractured there.
Okay.
I'm interested in that. See if I can get it.
See up the hill here. Oh, look, there's where it hit.
See? That's your warning tone or something else?
No.
Nothing like that.
That's that noise again we had yesterday, remember?
Okay. Now I photographed the trenches, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this is so much easier working around than in 1G in our practice. It's unbelievable.
Pete, can you move your shadow in this situation?
Roger, Pete. Good way to have it.
What, there's a 5 feet or 5 feet or 15 feet?
What are you photoing now, the trenches?
Photo the scoop trenches at 5 feet, F8, in stereo.
They will have to.
Yeah, watch it. Now you're going to get dust on them.
No, I'm watching real close.
Now you're farther than 5 feet.
You're right.
Attaboy. That's it.
Okay. Camera's moving all the time, so I guess we're getting
them. Okay, photo the TV mirror.
Okay.
Well, the TV mirror is F8, 5,
picture.
A TV mirror is brown.
Yeah,
it's no longer a mirror.
No, it's brown because it's looking at brown, isn't it?
It's got some coating on it. Yeah, it does.
Why don't you stay right there and I'll come in and wipe it.
Okay, come on in and wipe it.
Look it over close.
See the mechanical components down inside it.
Yeah.
Just got a fine dust on it.
I'll be done. Yeah. Let me get a shot of that. That'll be a good
Good, let me see if I'm set right. I'm not set right.
But did you tell me 5-6?
No.
Photo TV mirror, F8, 5 feet, photo.
Okay, I goofed it. I'll take it again. Hey, get over here, Pete. Get one more shot.
Okay.
Don't get a chance like this every day. Yeah. Shoot a few extras and get lots of them.
Yep. Here you go.
Okay.
Go ahead and get yourself a photo, too.
Okay. Just a second. Back up just a little, Pete. Try for 15 feet. Okay, that ought to be good. How's that look to you?
Good. Come in just a foot.
You got to calibrate it on, eh?
Oh, that camera is, if it's not right on the money, it's out of focus.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, I'm jiggling it. The surveyor is firmly planted here. That's no problem. Okay, Al, we're ready to start getting a TV camera.
Okay.
Now, hey, do you want to do something for me first?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I sure will.
Big smile.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And get back on the front. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Okay. Let's go. Wait a minute. Go some. Can you get the tool off my back?
Yeah, just a second.
We're going to have to start moving out.
I knew it.
Okay.
Okay, retrieve cutter and can.
Okay, here we go.
That's the cutter. Hey, this is easier 16G.
That.
Comes your cutter, babes.
Okay.
You now have a cutter.
Now let me get the can.
Okay,
one cutter.
Okay, looking good. Houston, can you hear us okay?
Hey, Al, say again.
Oh, they can't hear us anymore?
Negative, Al, we read you loud and clear.
Okay. Thought so, but that cable's arranged a little bit differently than the one we trained on. Yeah, that's it.
This is camera. Ready to capture that cable.
We are ready.
Okay.
Now, this cable here,
it's not a Y cable at all, is it?
Uh-uh. It is a Y cable, but it's in a different manner.
Not gonna.
Okay. There's nothing else they didn't tell us either. Look at that.
A few extra ones.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, you're just going to have to get that. That
well,
piece, and I'm going to have to cut it on the other side.
Just wait a second. Let me get in there.
Okay.
Get, I've got that in the can. That's the only piece they're going to get that way.
Okay.
Just in the can.
Yeah, I got to cut the cable back here, though.
Okay. Why don't you give that a cut right there, Pete?
All right.
Give him a couple pieces.
There you go. All right, back off.
Okay, you got to cut this cable too, Pete.
No, it goes around the camera.
All right.
Oh, no, it doesn't either.
On those tubes, isn't it?
Yep.
On those two extras.
It is. It's wired entirely.
You got to cut the other side of that little hole.
Yeah, I know.
There you go.
Now you got it.
And
you see that material disintegrate.
Hey, that cut's easy.
Well, which tube did you want to give me, Pete?
Told me to hold one of those tubes.
Hey, there.
Let me get in there close.
Damn it.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. thanks to Joe Roberts, this bag's going to do the job, I think. There. To return on this thing. Let me reach down in there and open it up now. Okay. Yeah, it works great. Thing popped out, it's wide open. That's the silver beer. Uh-oh. It's not. A little open here. Every second I spend opening it up is worth about 2 minutes when you try to put it in the bag. Okay, I think it's open.
Hey, I got a shiny tube for you.
Okay, let me get it. You sure do. That's a good one, too. Here, wait a minute. That's your hand. See? Cut.
Hey,
boy, good cut. Good cut. Good one, Pete. Okay, two more tubes on that TV camera, and that baby's ours. Okay, done. All right, let's get them. There's one. Get a grip out of there. Okay. That's
ours.
We got it.
Beautiful.
Turn around. Let me lay it on you, man. So right in that side. Hey, is this ever lighter than that one in Houston? Let's get the scoop while we're at it. I can hold that thing with one hand and open the bag. Get in there. Get in that bag. There you go. In the bag? Now, wait a second. Yeah, I got to zip it up. Good chill.
Copy, it's in the bag.
It's in the bag. Let me get around the other side. It's a little hard to zip. This is one of the hard parts.
Okay.
Want me to bend over a little bit?
Yeah, sure would.
That's it.
Lean back. That'll do it, just like that.
Don't pull me over.
I won't.
Gonna do that. Stay right there. One more pull and I got it.
Okay.
I get lots of oxygen.
Hey,
same here. Okay, now let me put the covers down on it. Before you get that thing buried too deep, how about let me cut this scoop off?
Well, okay, the scoop goes right in here.
Oh, you got a place for it.
Oh, sure.
Didn't think you were going to leave without a scoop, did you?
No.
Okay, grab the scoop.
Yeah, that's the problem.
That's what they said, but
okay,
let me hold it.
Wait a minute.
Let me help.
Yeah,
you got
broke.
It.
Broke.
That's good.
Oh, smooth as silk.
The cut it part right here.
Now, that's right. They wanted it just after that joint. So cut it right there.
Okay. The cut. And they wanted that joint if they could get it.
They have to work. Oh, you're okay.